Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy there, folks. I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but here in Midland Springs, it's a mighty fine day. The sun is shining, but it's not shining so bright that you start squinting and then your forehead kind of hurts. You know what I mean? It's shining just the right amount. I'm telling you, this sun really knows what it's doing. Now, I could go on and on about the sun and sunshine and all of that, and I will. It was Copernicus who first discovered the Earth revolves around the sun.
Hey, narrator?
Oh, hey, Tommy. How are you enjoying this sunny day?
It's great, but would you mind telling the story?
Oh, right. I plumb forgot. Anyway, on this particular sunny day, Tommy was on his way to the lake.
Howdy, Sheriff. Where are you headed?
The lake.
Well, hello, Sheriff. Heard you're going to the lake?
Yeah, just walking there now.
Hey, Sheriff. Walking to the lake, huh? The whole town's a buzz.
Really? I'm just going swimming.
Whoa, Sheriff. Is it true you're going swimming in the lake? Exciting stuff.
I think I'm just gonna run. Phew! Finally by myself.
Hey, Tommy. Heard you were swimming in the lake. Figured I'd come join you.
How'd you hear that?
It's all anyone's talking about. Look at the front page of the Midland Springs Gazette.
Sheriff goes swimming. Huh. Must be a slow news day.
Sure is. Look at this headline.
Newspaper has slow news day.
Face it, Tommy. You're the sheriff of a small town. That means you're a celebrity. You're a big fish in a small pond. And what a pond it is.
I just wish this small town wasn't quite so small, you know? I wish not everybody knew who I was and everything I did.
Extra, extra, get your newspaper here. Tommy Tumbleweed wishes people didn't know everything he did. More news later when Tommy does something else.
See what I mean? This wouldn't happen if Midland Springs was a city.
Ah, Tommy, cities aren't so great. They're crowded and they have lines. Lines, Tommy. Lines are the worst. You have to wait for things. I don't want to wait for things. Just give me the thing. Ow! I hit a rock. A really shiny rock.
Wait, Stal, that isn't a rock. That's rock candy.
You're right. It's grape.
There's some over here, too. It's cotton candy. Wow, look, there's rock candy all over the bottom of the lake.
Extra, extra. Rock candy discovered Midland Springs. Town flooded with prospectors!
Flooded with what?
Wow, look at it!
So much candy! We'll make a fortune!
Let's dig it up.
We'll need a pickaxe.
Pickaxe for sale!
I'll take two.
I'll take three.
I don't know, Stal, but I think Midland Springs is about to change.
And Tommy was right. Word of the rock candy mine spread across the Old West. Thousands of prospectors came to Midland Springs, hoping to make a fortune digging up rock candy. And with them came new homes and buildings to fit everybody inside. Within a week, Midland Springs was 10 times the size it used to be.
Wow, I don't even recognize this place.
Yep, Midland Springs sure has changed.
Look at that. The bank's four stories high. Ooh, and look at that. A hot chocolate cafe. I didn't even know there was more than one kind of hot chocolate. And look at that. A restaurant that serves different types of salad. Okay, that one's less exciting.
Huh. What's that big sign hanging over the street say? Welcome to Noms? What's Noms?
You're in it.
In what?
Noms.
What?
North Midland Springs. N-O for North, M-S for Midland Springs. Noms. Get it?
What's wrong with calling it North Midland Springs?
'Cause Noms is cooler. Duh.
Well, nobody asked me if it was cooler.
Who are you?
Tommy Tumbleweed! The sheriff? Of Midland Springs? The sheriff of Noms!
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be taller.
She didn't know who I was.
Forget about her, Tommy. Let's go swimming. Almost at the lake. Just a little further and we can do some swimming and relaxing. What's this? What's with all these people? What does that sign say?
Loms Community Pool. Loms?
It stands for Lake of Midland Springs.
Why don't you just call it that?
Because it's not cool. Where are you from?
Here, I'm the sheriff.
Well, I've never seen you before.
I've never seen you before.
Forget it, Tommy. Let's go swimming.
Oh, you can't just go swimming. You gotta wait in line for your turn to swim.
Line? I have to wait in line?
Stal, calm down.
I can't calm down, Tommy. You know how I feel about lines and about waiting. I don't like either. What is happening to Midland Springs?
Loms.
What is happening to Loms?
Okay, forget this. Let's chill out and get a root beer float at Mr. Something Something Soda Saloon.
Good idea. Where is it, though? There's so many new buildings, I don't see it.
It's in Bottoms.
Bottoms?
Yeah, you know, basically off the turnpike of Midland Springs. Bottoms.
We have a turnpike?
Let's just get out of here.
There it is, I think.
Mr. Something Something's Consolidated Soda Company? Wow, I guess he changed the name.
It's big, too. It looks like a warehouse. I gotta see inside.
Whoa, look at this! Oh, hi, Mr. Something Something!
Oh, hello, Sheriff. Hello, Deputy. Welcome to my new soda factory.
So many bottles! There must be thousands of different soda flavors being made here.
22,542 flavors, to be exact.
Can I have a root beer float?
We don't have root beer. Nobody in Bottoms drinks it.
Why so many sodas? There aren't this many people in Midland Springs.
Not yet, but the town keeps growing. It's practically a city now, and it will never stop growing.
It won't?
Nope. They say there's enough rock candy here to last hundreds of years.
Oh, no. You mean Midland Springs will be like this forever?
It sure will, and I'll be the man to make money from it. No one's gonna sell more soda than me. Not Mr. Pibb, but Dr. Pepper. I heard he's not even a real doctor.
Did you hear that, Tommy? Midland Springs will never be the same again. I'm sad.
Me too, Stal. Mr. Something Something, what's a good soda for when you're sad?
Cherry Cola.
Okay. We'll have two of those, please.
Okay, that'll be 10 cents each.
10 cents? It was a penny a week ago.
Well, you're in the big city now. Prices are more expensive here.
Ah, forget it. Let's get out of here, Stal.
Oh, man, that is one expensive soda. Looks like Stal and Tommy are in quite a pickle. And who knows how much pickles cost these days. I wonder what they're going to do next. Let's find out after this commercial break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. Let's see if Tommy and Stale were able to come up with a plan of what to do next, because I haven't the foggiest.
What are we going to do, Tommy?
I don't know. Maybe we should move?
But you're the sheriff.
Well, maybe I can be sheriff of another town, like Feebleburg.
Feebleburg? That town stinks. And I mean literally, they have a cheese factory and the whole place smells like cheese.
Well, it's a lot cheaper than here now, and there's no lines for swimming.
That is true. But Feebleburg? Ugh, I don't even like saying the name.
I don't think we have a choice. Unless... Hey! I've got an idea!
What is it?
Stal, can you round up everyone in Midland Springs?
That sounds like a lot of work. Can't you just tell me your idea?
No. I've got to prepare.
All right, fine. Hey! Everybody! Everybody in Midland Springs! Listen to me! Hey, everybody in Noms and Loms and Bottoms! Listen to me!
What is it?
I need you all to come with me.
Why?
It's the opening of a new salad restaurant.
Ooh, let's follow after him.
Okay, Tommy, here they are.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for coming.
Who are you?
I'm the town sheriff.
That's the sheriff? I thought he was taller.
Well, that's a good point, because what I was thinking was, just because Midland Springs is a city now, doesn't mean it can't feel like a small town still. So I figured, why don't we all spend some time to get to know each other, like neighbors?
Get to know each other?
Hey, I didn't move to a city just so I could get to know my neighbors.
Don't you want that friendly small town feel again?
Not me, not in Loms.
We're in Noms.
I thought we were in Bottoms.
We're in Midland Springs.
Where's the new salad restaurant?
There is no new salad restaurant. Forget it.
That was a nice try, Tommy.
I guess Midland Springs will never be the same.
We better pack our bags and move to... Feebleburg.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody! Listen! The rock candy's all gone!
But they said there was enough rock candy to last hundreds of years.
There is. But the only flavor that's left is black licorice.
Black licorice? Yuck.
That's the worst flavor.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, wow. They're all leaving.
Look at them go.
I guess they really don't like black licorice.
No, come back. Everyone, come back. I spent all this money on soda. No, I'm ruined. I have all this soda and no customers.
Sorry, Mr. Something-Something. That's a tough break. But we'll help you out. We'll be your customers.
You will?
Yeah, that's what neighbors are for.
And so Midland Springs turned back into the small town it used to be, where everybody knew each other, especially the sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy.
Extra, extra. Midland Springs, back to normal. Sheriff goes swimming.
Now this is the life. No funny names, no lines to swim.
Yeah, you know something, Stal? Small towns aren't so bad after all.
Nope. And you know what the best part is?
What's that?
I love black licorice.
Ooh-wee, Stal really loves that black licorice. I guess horses have weird taste buds, huh? I wouldn't know. I don't know much about horses. I mean, I know they have four legs and bushy tails, but like, what are they? Are they like a taller donkey? Or are they their own thing? And where do ponies come into the picture? Anyway, it's something to think about. See you next time, folks.
Go, kid, go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. We're chicken, dairy,